This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Grace O'Reilly is on the phone with us. Hello, Grace O'Reilly.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. Kira, you missed Grace last week. Obviously, poor Grace was very outnumbered and outpenised, I have to say, because it was a very male environment in here last week. And I'm sure Grace is happy to have you back.
Grace, I want to apologise. I want to apologise. I heard some audio, and I believe there was a lot of talk of vaginas, and I was just like, poor Grace. Poor Grace. Any chance at all, Chris just talks about vaginas.
Hey, I want to point out, Grace was the one who brought up different names for the vagina.
Oh, I love the way it's everybody else's fault.
No, in my defense, Grace will readily admit she steered the conversation to slang for vaginas. I mean, you know,
that's,
Grace...
That's what I missed you for, Kira. I wanted to know what your pet... Well, not... I was almost going to say a pet name. That sounds really, really wrong.
Wait a second, Gracie. You are asking me what my pet name
is. Well, Kira, what is it? What is it, Kira? Grace would like to know.
Alternative names for a woman's lady part.
A flange, yeah.
Yeah.
Grace would like to know yours, Kira.
If you're having a chat with the girls in public.
Honeypot.
Honeypot,
yeah.
Really?
That's what Grace said for hers, yeah.
That's not exactly what I said.
Well, that's what I'm paraphrasing. Kira, what would yours be? Grace wants to know.
I don't know.
Grace is a guest on the show and she has asked you what you would use as a euphemism.
When I mess with the girls, I'm like, you're gee.
Okay, you'd say gee.
Yeah.
Okay. What about gowl?
Well, no one mentioned that last week.
Gee.
No.
That's why you needed me, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I tell you. Well, look, hopefully we can still continue, even though, you know, this
beaver.
Isn't... Beaver. Would you say beaver?
I wouldn't say beaver, but I mean, I like to pick names that aren't like growler or...
Wizard sleeve.
No, Chris. Okay. And Grace, can I also point out to you, I didn't know any of these euphemisms, right, until I met Mr. Chris Green over there.
I've taught you well.
He taught me... many things.
I am you are like my protege of names for a
women's lady parts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, Grace is on this evening with us, Kira. She comes on every Thursday and we have great fun with her because, of course, Miss Grace O'Reilly, she works for her.ie. All right, now her.ie, the cool thing about there is Grace kind of, I guess, she trawls around all the very odd, unsavory parts of the internet that would probably get you fired for looking up an RTE, and she presents them all to us in a wonderful way because they're all on her.ie, and Grace kind of, I guess, ferrets them out because she is a journalist with her.ie. And then she comes on to us every Thursday and she presents them to Kira and I. And, you know, we are always better off as a result of it, Kira. I learned two great things from Grace last week and I have no doubt I'm going to learn more this week. Her Twitter, by the way, as well, is at Gracie O'Smiley. It's clever. At Gracie O'Smiley. Head on there, say hello to her, give her a follow on Twitter. So, Grace, what are the odd things that have been going on the internet throughout the week that we should know about?
Okay, well, my favourite thing this week is an app that's given Tinder a run for its money. So we've had a few cracks about Tinder.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, none of us are actually on it. Sure. Mm-hmm. I like to talk about it.
No, most definitely.
Everybody else is on it.
There are only three people our age in Ireland who aren't on it, I think.
Can you believe it, right? I was in a Middle Eastern country there last week and they have Tinder over there, which I was very surprised by because of all the...
Oh, they have actual Tinder?
They have Tinder.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Good for them. Damn.
Yeah.
So this is called... You actually could have been doing with this, Kira. Maybe it could have come in handy when you were travelling. It's called Hellotel, right? So it's for those people that like to travel alone. Now, I'm not saying that you were alone last week, but if you were, this would have been handy.
Okay.
So it's for lonely hotel guests that want to meet other people.
Oh, and so you're like, hey, I'm in this hotel. Is there anyone that's also in this hotel?
So basically, it essentially works like Tinder. So you have, you set up a profile just the same way that you would. You need a Facebook and you... Once your profile's set up, then you check in to your hotel and then on your feed at the side, everyone that's in that hotel comes up.
Wow.
And then, so it's like you can like stalk through and have like...
That's amazing.
That sounds dodgy.
That's amazingly invasive as well, isn't
so
it?
So invasive.
You can essentially get a list of people who are in a certain hotel if they check in with this app. That's weird.
Yeah. Ooh,
wow,
I don't know
that's
about
weird.
That now.
So then you can... obviously, you know, tap in and say, would you like to meet me for a drink? And it cuts out, you know, that lingering. You when you're at a hotel, you always see the, I'm not going to say man, because women can do it if they want, mm-hmm. but, you know, like sitting at the side of the bar, lingering, waiting for someone to talk
absolutely.
To. This cuts all this out.
Wow. So, I think, I'm not trying to sound like you're Maz here. I would be concerned about girls using this.
Yeah,
no,
me
like
too.
Really, I'd be like, come to my hotel room, there'd be some guy there ready to tie you up and put you in plastic and kill you. You know what I mean? I don't know. It sounds weird to me. Like, obviously, it's fine for a lad. We're not going to get in any trouble using it. But for girls, that sounds really dangerous. Mm. That sounds really dangerous. Good Lord.
I love the cell line though. It's be in the know about what's going on at your hotel and never miss a great opportunity.
Hey, well, look, I tell you, Grace, I hope you won't be using this. I would be very concerned if you were using this on holidays. I'd be very worried about you, I have to say. But you know,
never.
Well, I'd hope not. You too, Kira. Because that sounds creepy.
No, that sounds
weird, in fairness.
That sounds like an episode of CSI Miami.
Doesn't it? It starts off with them using this app and then they get killed. And you have to find out, and you know, the whole thing is that they then find out they were on this app and then, oh God, yeah. Ugh, oh my Lord. All right, well look, Grace, this is it. This is why Grace is on, to tell us about all these sordid, odd things that are going on the internet. But Grace, what else is going on?
Okay, so I don't know whether either of you have been to a wedding recently.
Oh, I've been to many.
Kira has.
Yeah.
Tell me something, Kira. Have you had to use a hashtag when posting images?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
Wow.
I wouldn't.
Well,
go on.
In the last year, a study has found that couples who were married basically were asked to fill out a survey of what they were asked of their guests. And 55% of people admitted to basically asking guests to use a specific hashtag.
Oh, that's pathetic. That is pathetic. Yeah. Like, imagine you're having a wedding, like just hypothetically, and it's like literally, hi guys, we're really glad you could make it to the wedding. If you take any pictures, could you post them on Twitter with hashtag Chris Kira Wedding? Like, oh my God, what is wrong with people?
Weird hashtag there, Chris.
All right, Chris Grace Wedding. Grace, I'm sure you won't find that weird, will you?
See, if I were to ever get married, never. I would be one of those people that'd be like, lads, no photos on Facebook and no photos
on
Twitter. And I think that's I think that's really fair. I really do. I don't think that you should be able to put up photos of the bride and groom unless they say it specifically in the invitation or at the speeches at a wedding or something like that.
God.
I don't want a load of random people that weren't invited to my wedding looking at photos of my wedding.
My sister got married about two months ago, and I had a few requests. One of them was photographs, because obviously I was going to be in the top table. And I said, look, you know, keep the photos to a minimum. And the other one was dodgy songs. But this, if she honestly had have asked me to put a hashtag on her wedding, I would have been like,
oh, that's unbelievable.
No. Yeah.
You can get married and I'll just watch.
Can people enjoy anything anymore without social media? Like, can you go to a concert without it being about your social media? Can you have a wedding without it being about your social media? Like, how insecure are people? How desperate is validation now?
I think it's become definitely part of the psyche, Chris. I think it's become become a natural thing.
But it shouldn't be.
I know that.
Who gives a shit about your hashtag on your wedding
Twitter? You have to remember as well that it is an addiction.
Oh, it is and it is. A lot of people are just self-obsessed. Good Lord.
I agree, but like, it's jumped from 9% in 2012 to 55%.
55%. So 55% of the people who filled out this survey, because obviously they were all newlyweds, over half of them had given their wedding a hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
No.
Listen to me. If you are someone who has done that, I don't like you. And I mean that. I don't like you. If you even have to turn your wedding into this self-indulgent, self-important, aggrandizing,
hashtag on Twitter. Hold on. Okay, whatever about the hashtag. Like, come on. It's a very special day for a lot of people.
Oh, come on.
And it is very easy nowadays to go and put the one photo on Facebook and everyone can see whatever. Yeah. If that's what you want to do. If you want to share your love and your happiness, fine. It's the overdoing it and completely focusing on social media that is really sad, actually.
So sad.
I know.
A hashtag for a wedding.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, Grace.
That's ruined my evening.
Grace, I think we need to move on, sweetie. But
Oh my Lord.
I've got really good news.
Okay, Grace. Good.
Really Grace,
good
you and I will not have a hashtag at our wedding. Okay. I'm just
no,
putting.
We won't.
I'm putting out there right now. There will be none hashtag.
Hashtag the Greens.
No, exactly. There will be none of that. No. Maybe afterwards when we release a DVD of it, but not
best
at the
man.
Time. Yeah, definitely. Kira's best man.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, Grace, what is your good news?
The good news is Ireland has been ranked in the top 10 lists of countries that you need to visit.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Oh, well, that's all right. I can deal with that. Who are we with? Who are we in the company of?
We are in... Right, okay, so we're fifth.
Oh, that's not bad. That's all right. I mean, I take fifth,
Nestled in the top five. So
we're never in the top five of anything.
That's what I was just about to say. We are never in the top five of anything. So this is
good. Wow, yeah.
And if we are in the top five of anything, it's usually bad. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, good. That's good news, Grace.
Singapore, Lithuania, Republic of Congo, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to lie. When okay, I was Grace. Of Congo, I actually didn't even realise that was a proper place.
Well, there
yeah,
you go.
No, it is. It is. Okay, so sorry, could you repeat those again, Grace?
Okay, so
the
we're
Republic
in
Republic of Congo.
Okay. Yeah, Republic of Congo is number 6. Number 10 is Morocco, St. Lucia. There's the Philippines, Serbia, Singapore, Lithuania.
Grace, are you sure this list isn't
Grace,
a joke?
Grace, are you sure, Grace?
I'm 100%. I'm 100%. Lonely like, Planet.
Wow. I was really proud of myself there. But then I was like, yeah, I'm like Ireland. Yeah, we're in the top 5. And then I hear Lithuania, Democratic Republic of Congo, which like has something like one of the worst human rights records in the world. And I'm like, oh, I thought we were doing all right. And then I guess not. All right, fair enough.
Was that by done by Lonely Planet?
Yeah.
Huh.
Are they having a laugh?
Is North Korea in there? Is North Korea in the top 10 by any chance? No?
No, it's not.
How about Afghanistan?
Yeah.
No.
Is Kosovo in there?
They must be number 11 and number 12.
Yeah, actually, they must have. They must have just missed out. Wow. Well, good Lord. Well, Grace, that is great news. I would actually say that's nearly bittersweet news. Because, like, I almost say that as a compliment. Like, this would be like if all the countries were people, right? And like, you know, a real cool country like America came over to us and was like, you know, Ireland, you're really cool. You're nearly as cool as Congo. I'd be like, wait, that was an insult. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to live with that. But anyway, look. Ah, dear. Well, Grace, thank you. That is still a very positive note to end on nonetheless. You know, I have to say I'm happy about that. And Grace, this is why you come on. You spread love. You spread joy. You spread it all. Oh, no, that didn't sound right. But you come on and... And you
spread nothing. But love.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. And you enrich all of our lives. Your Twitter is, of course, @GracieO'Smiley. @GracieO'Smiley. Everybody, go online, give her a follow. Her Twitter is @GracieO'Smiley. And, of course, she is from the wonderful website, her.ie. Grace, many thanks for coming on with us this evening.
No problem at all.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.